have been told by the HSC that they have plans to move the Church of Ireland Chapel. But what they've stated very clearly that they will not be in contact or in consultation with the church authority until such time as they have a detailed design and that funding will be available. Now, I should have thought that at this early stage, it was a very appropriate time to consult with the church authorities. So I'm not happy about that at all. In fact, I'm shocked and horrified when I heard of the proposals to remove the Church of Ireland, which is there for over 150 years. That should have been a priority, and I will be insisting on that when I have further information from the minister.
We would have assumed that if the HSC was redesigning a facility for a church, the church would be consulted on the design of that facility and what its priorities were in terms of what the facility should include.
Well, that's the very point. I think at the early stage, before there were any proposals to include the relocating of some of the services within the hospital, including occupational therapy, administration offices, physiotherapy, and the Church of Ireland Chapel, all that should have been discussed, and particularly the removal of the Church of Ireland Chapel should have been discussed with the local rector, the Reverend Adam Pollan. But this hasn't happened, and I think it's somewhat high-handed of the HSE to do this and ignore the Reverend Adam.
Just before the Dáil broke up for the summer, there was some confusion about the long-term prospects for St Joseph's. Minister Jim Daly answered a question from yourself saying the long-term future of St Joseph's didn't include provision for long-term beds. He subsequently came on Highland Radio after intervention from Minister Joe McHugh and somewhat backtracked and said no, the answer he had given was based on inaccurate and out-of-date information and the up-to-date position was different. Now, as the deputy who asked the original question that controversy stemmed from, what contact have you had with the minister?
Well, you've summarised it very clearly. The minister answered the question. He told me that there were no plans for long-term beds in Joseph's. Subsequent to that, he did the interview with Highland, and I haven't heard from the minister since. So the only record that stands is the one that there are no long-term beds for St Joseph's. It would be normal, and I have placed many, many thousands of questions in the Dáil over the years, and any time wrong information was given, and this can happen inadvertently, the minister would immediately advise the deputy who tabled the question. I haven't heard from the minister or his department since then, and of course I'll be pursuing this with him when the Dáil resumes on Wednesday of next week. It's very wrong to give this type of information. I think that the reason for giving it was doesn't make a lot of sense. The minister said that the local HSE hadn't given his office or the HSE nationally the information. That's not the way the system works.
As far as the Dáil record is concerned, what is on record from the minister as an official answer is no long-term beds, irrespective of what may or may not have been said on Highland Radio.
Well, there was no ambiguity about this. The minister clearly answered, stating that the plans and intentions to close all long-term accommodation beds in St Joseph's, that's the record, and until such time as that changes, that's all that I can accept.